Hey, Alex, this is John Cut with Local Splash. How's it going today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Things are going well over here, too, so I appreciate you taking the call. So I did get some really good notes here from John. So as far as what I see, let me just double check on the notes here. How long have you been in business for?
3 years. I mean, you can put 5 on the website.
Okay. 5 years in business. Okay. No problem. All right. And in those 5 years, what is the main thing you've done for marketing the business? Like, how have you grown the business so far?
Honestly, just word of mouth for now.
Okay. All right. And that's good that through word of mouth, you've still been able to maintain the business this long. So, and still grow, it seems. Now, as far as, to make sure we're in the right place, Alex, we do online marketing. So, knowing that we can help you by building out a website, whatnot, are you currently looking to grow the business through online marketing with Google?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Okay. All right. So then I'll definitely go into some details here. So, now, as far as what we do, just to briefly address what I'm sure you already spoke with my associate, John, about, we make sure that your business is showing up on the first page of Google in and around the El Paso area when someone's looking for a painter near me, okay? Have you ever done that search before to see who else is optimizing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just so there's a lot of people who are doing, like, paid listings, but beyond the paid listings, there are the map listings where someone's not paying per click. They're not paying, $1,000 to be Google guaranteed. Those are different levels of advertising that, don't get me wrong, we offer that, but most of our clients don't start at that level. You follow me so far?
Right.
Most of our clients are starting at the map listings where, like, for example, you see Miranda painting, 5-star painting of El Paso, 5-star painting of El Paso, my apologies, they actually pay much more than most people. They do Google guaranteed as well. But Miranda painting, ENZ painting, 360 degrees painting of El Paso, just to name a few, all these companies are doing optimization. What that means is, again, they're just paying a company or having an in-house marketer paying a company like ourselves, I should say, where they want to make sure they're showing up on the first page of listings when someone's looking for the services they offer. So that's the core focus for you and what we would do to help you grow. Of course, a website is important to get there. And so what we do is we also provide a website. It's not at an additional cost. It's just part of our service just to make sure that, it gives you a better chance to really move up these listings in a quicker manner. You follow me so far?
Okay. Yeah, I am.
Okay, and the reason why we do this as far as the website and everything else that's included is we're rated by Google. So the way Local Splash works, we're a premier channel partner with Google, and what that means to you is we have to guarantee across the nation, out of about 10,000 clients, we have to have a bare minimum of a 75% success rate to maintain Google's status as a premier channel partner. So in order to do that, we just do everything that we can to make sure you're successful. And the other thing that we do that I'm sure John mentioned as well is we don't take on 2 clients in 1 location. So that way there's no real cannibalizing, crisscrossing of work. And the main reason, Alex, I hope you can appreciate this, is that if I had even 2 clients in El Paso who offer painting services, you can see the math there. It's probably going to set us up for a 50% success rate, or one of you is happier than the other. And that would literally get us kicked off Google's platform if we did that everywhere. You follow me?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why we only have 1 client per location. And that's why, again, John was mentioning that before. Once we fill this slot, we lock it out, Alex. We're not trying to promote 2 horses in the same race. It just doesn't really make sense for anyone on the same, it doesn't make sense for your success or ours. But I sent you a couple text messages from our 877 number. Let me know if you received them. First one just says, "Hi, Alex, this is John with Local Splash." The second one is a link to our sample website for fine finish painting. Let me know when you get a moment to pull that up.
Fine finish painting, okay.
Okay. So when you scroll through the website, again, we're not trying to win any graphic design awards or anything like that. It's just a clean website to showcase your work. We can either use stock photos and listing of services, or we can use your specific photos. You know, again, it's fully customizable to you. Where you see the Local Splash logo, we can replace that with your logo. And if you haven't made a logo yet, that's okay. We can help you make one, you know, with your guidance as far as one that's suitable for you. Okay. The reason why I sent you to this website, you can see how it's customized. I'm sorry, it's optimized for cell phone use. You notice when you scroll through the website, there's a click-to-call button that stays at the top and bottom at all times?
Right.
Okay. And the main reason for that, Alex, I hope you can appreciate this too, is we know that about, I'd say, 99% of the people who are looking at websites today, they're usually looking from their cell phone, not through like a computer anymore, right? So
yeah.
A lot of times when they're doing that, when they find something that's interesting, they want to be able to click the call. They're not looking for a phone number. It's just not a practice of, I mean, how many phone numbers do you memorize anymore? You know what I mean?
Just my close ones, that's it, but not for looking for a business.
Right. Like if you were in an emergency situation, they're like, who do you want to call? Give us the number. You're probably like, oh, you know, it's like hard to even think about that. But, you know, that's basically. right. Exactly. So that's why we just make sure they can quickly call or text you the moment that they see interest in what you do from your website or looking at your Google Business Profile. On your Google Business Profile, same thing, right? They can click to call or click for your website. You know, that's how we help you grow on these platforms. The second level of what we do, we want to make sure there's not only one iron in the fire when it comes to online marketing. We also do Facebook ads. Have you ever focused on any social media marketing?
No, not really. I mean, I tried doing my Facebook page, but I'm not really one to like mess with social media in that sense.
That's okay. So let me ask you this. I understand completely. I do not promote my life on social media either. So we are in the same exact boat. But do you believe that a homeowner maybe uses Facebook to browse through social media from time to time?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. As long as you think Facebook is used by homeowners, then we're on the same boat here. The reason why we only do Facebook ads and we don't do like IG or TikTok, it's just the demographics involved as far as the age range of who's using those apps, if you follow me. Okay? So,
right.
So we focus strictly on Facebook, but how Facebook ads work, it's really a strategic focus. It basically, if you're looking to do service, I know you have a 70-mile radius, so if you're looking to offer your services outside of El Paso and you're going even further to like Chaparral, Anthony, or even east to like Butterfield area, however far you're going, if you're even going to Las Cruces, for example, all that is achievable through Facebook. Say that again?
I actually started in Alamogordo, That's why I would like that 70-mile radius, because I started in Alamogordo. I had a couple of jobs in Cruces, and right now I'm mostly in El Paso.
Okay. So you have business in Alamogordo because you used to work there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I still have clients out there, but yeah. Like, that's why I already have clients in these two cities.
Okay, so that being said, if you already had some clients in Alamogordo, where else did you say? Was it Las Cruces or somewhere else?
Yeah, Las Cruces and then El Paso.
Okay, so that being said, this is where Facebook works really well in that regard. So Facebook works like this. If someone's searching on Google in your target area, they're searching for painters near me or whatever the case may be. You've noticed this, I hope, if you've ever opened up social media. Sometimes an ad pops up that's very, very relevant to something you've been looking for online before. Have you ever noticed that on social media?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the same way Facebook works, right? They're going to capture that search query through a cookie, and then later on that evening when that homeowner is relaxing in bed scrolling through Facebook, that's when your ad will pop up, and we can target areas like Alamogordo, Las Cruces, wherever it is that you feel you also want to achieve business outside of El Paso, because as you know, with your Google listing, it'll center around El Paso because that's where your base is now. So, again, that's just a way to have a multi-pronged effort here. this is included. The reason why people really like the Facebook ads, though, is not just the algorithm behind it, but it's the actual pricing. So Facebook ads are actually 20 times less expensive than Google ads trying to do the same thing. So companies like Five Star Painting, they're spending $1,000 a month on Google. For Facebook, most of our clients are happy at $100 a month. Okay, we just do $100 of Facebook ads a month, and they're pretty happy at that level. Okay, so of course, if you ever want to opt into more, that's totally up to you, but I just want to go over the pricing so you understand kind of how the total service package works. So if what you're looking for is a website, get you on the Google listings around El Paso, and then start running those Facebook ads so you can hit some of these further cities, that's all-inclusive with $100 of it going towards Facebook. All-inclusive is a pricing of $249 a month.
Okay.
And it's a month-to-month program.
Right. Is there any like type of contract involved? Or?
No, it's month-to-month. So, again, we look to earn you your ROI within the very first month. And that's our goal, because if you're not obligated to sign up even for month two, we got to turn a quick result. So what we do is we get your website live within 7 to 14 days, as well as your Facebook ads. So that way you can start churning out some results very quickly. The Google optimization does take a little bit longer on the math side, just because Google has other hoops to jump through. That usually takes about 30 to 45 days. But that's why we run the Facebook ads so quickly, just because you'll get some results, while we're waiting for Google to show up.
Yeah, yeah. I understand. I think for Facebook to be simpler to work with.
Yeah. Say that again about Facebook. What did you say?
I say that Facebook is just, like, simpler to work with and put Facebook ads. I mean, I've done Facebook ads on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not only are they easier, it's not so much that, and we're going to program it to be more efficient. Don't get me wrong. I'm not making any assumptions, but most of our clients are men in the field who don't really want to be a marketing expert in the evening. Is that pretty accurate?
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. Totally.
So when it comes to Facebook.
Go ahead.
Sometimes when people set up Facebook ads on their own, they get like calls from like other states and they're just like, what the heck? I can't go that far.
Right,
you know, so
right.
I don't know. Did you get anything like that where it was like someone completely random calling you?
I honestly didn't invest a lot to get many calls. I didn't get any. I think I was able to specify the radius that I wanted to be.
Were you in the marketplace or were you doing boost ads when you did it?
Boost ads
okay.
For my page.
So this is going to be the same exact concept, just since we're also, premier partners with Meta or Facebook, we'll make sure that that's optimized to get you the right results for the investment. So, again, that's all inclusive. Now, Alex, I don't want to seem like I'm jumping the gun. Do you have any questions for me before we look to get started?
You know, like, nowadays, man, it's just, I just would like a confirmation that this is not a scam, you know? Like, a lot of scammers do it. You seem pretty legit. Your business is from California. You're calling me from a 915 number. I'm just curious, man. How long have you guys
okay.
been in business?
Okay, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, so check it out. So look up Local Splash Fountain Valley while we're here. We are not shy. So look up local/ Fountain Valley. I will let you see the information rather than, and you'll see it on Google. You'll see our review count, our review rating. We wear our reviews very proudly. We have almost 1,000 now. And don't get me wrong, some people, they're not happy with marketing, but you'll never see someone say on their platform as far as like, oh, like we did nothing for them or anything like that. Usually when people are unhappy, it's just because they weren't invested in the actual marketing like approach. They literally thought, oh, I just give Local Splash money and then everything works. Like, unfortunately, as you know, Alex, just like you've already tried to do this yourself, marketing is a full-time job. And so we do everything we can to help, but we do ask you to do certain little things like occasionally post updates on your Facebook. We're not going to manage your social media, right? So that's one thing that they do before and after photos occasionally, or send us before and after photos and we can update them on your website, for example, right? It's just, there is definitely some involvement on your end, but it's really just more of with our guidance, and we can make changes to your website at any time you want us to. You can make changes to your website anytime you want to. And now that's also why we do month to month. So the reason being, Alex, is that you're going to get like analytics of everything. You're going to get analytics of calls that are made to you. We're going to show you click-throughs, and basically everything is going to be out there, full transparency, for you to justify whether or not it's even worth month number two for Local Flash.
Yep.
You know, so again, you'll see that on our site. We've been in business a long time, and I want to be frank to you, Alex, at this price point, we're not trying to put you in a position where you're losing a lot of money or anything like that. At this price point, you have to be happy with us for about 6 to 12 months just for us to turn a profit. Because, like I said, 100 of that 250 goes straight to Facebook already.
Right.
So.
Okay. You're a really good salesman, brother.
I appreciate you. You know what it is? I'm a business owner myself. So out here in Southern California, I do solar sales, and I know how it's really important to have good marketing, and it can really suck to have bad marketing, if you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah. So, you're able to make me, like, relate to everything that you're saying and stuff like that. So, no, I appreciate the information and everything. I am interested, actually, but I just wanted to ask you this. Is my website going to have its own domain, and can I run email out of there too?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Then I'm down. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. What, Alex, your last name?
Chavira. My full name is Alexander Chavira.
You said Chavira, Chavia?
Chavira, Chavira, V as in Victor, I-R-A.
Okay, Chavira, Chavira, and then a good email address for you.
Chavir93@icloud.com.
Okay, so when we're done, I'm going to need about 10 more minutes of your time. I'll get everything wrapped up here. When we're done with the call, you're going to get a copy of everything in writing, just like you mentioned. You want to make sure everything is legit and it's going to be on paper, okay? Or today's version of paper in an email, right? But you'll have all that in the document for you. Now, just to give me a couple more questions to fill out here, just to make sure I have everything set up right. So now, Alex, when it comes to our end of the call, we're going to do a quality assurance portion. Again, it's just recorded for quality assurance at the end of the call to make sure that I outlined everything that we talked about appropriately. And but I'll refer to you as Alexander during that portion of the call, but for the purpose of the rest of the call, we'll just say Alex, okay?
Okay, not a problem.
And do you want anyone else to be able to call in on your behalf and make changes to your marketing plans with us?
No, not for now. If anything changes, I'll update you guys.
Okay. All right. And that's fine. And then the number we'll be calling you, 915-329-2213, works best for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Other than painting, right, obviously you're a painter or painting services, what other things do you want me to indicate to help out the onboarding team for services you offer? Like, are you doing drywall? Are you doing anything else? Power washing? Anything like that?
Yeah, power washing, drywall repairs, epoxy.
You do epoxy?
Yeah.
How do you like that? I know a lot of people do epoxy. They say it's a great ROI.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great business. The only thing that here in El Paso, people are cheap, but I just need to start marketing to those that aren't cheap, and I'm starting to get there.
So, oh, okay. Well, that's going to be good. So we'll have that maybe as a service on your site just so people know about it and they see kind of befores and after. But as far as running ads for it, maybe we won't run ads for it just yet, right?
I mean, whatever. For everything that I offer, I'm like, it's fair game.
you're like, if I get epoxy jobs, then we're gold. All right.
I mean, everything. I can do everything.
Nice. Okay, so that's some of the ones I have. When it comes to the onboarding team, they'll get much more detail. you know, appreciate you providing that. And then I have your Yelp listing here. Were you doing like paid listings with Yelp or anything like that at this point?
Nah, I was never interested in paying for Yelp listings, honestly.
Okay. I mean, it's a smart move. They charge, I know just from talking to some of our clients, they definitely charge more than we do, and sometimes they set you up a lot, like on a pay-per-lead program, which is really cutthroat. So.
Yeah.
All right, and then you don't have a Google Business profile yet, right?
No. So I need a website, and I know that in order to have a Google Business ad or whatever, you need a website. So no, I need everything.
Yep. Okay. So we're gonna do a onboarding call where we'll walk through all the details. It takes about 30 minutes. We can schedule any time today. The last available slot is from 5 to 6, or any time tomorrow, starting at 9 to 10. Are you there?
Do it. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm thinking, you said it takes around 30 minutes?
Yep. Again, just to really iron out very specific details of, like, areas you want to target, how you want the ads to look like, things like that.
Right, right. Let's do it at... Let's do it at 2 p.m.
Okay.
Mountain time.
Oh, El Paso's mountain time, huh? Nice.
Yeah, it's 9:22 over here.
Okay. I didn't know you were mountain time. I always thought El Paso was also central, like the rest of Texas. I didn't even know that.
No.
I mean, it makes sense. You're so far west from Dallas. Like, why would it be same time?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it changes more towards, like, the Midland section, which is
right.
The Permian Basin.
Right. All right, so I'm going to send you an invite for this via email. Give me 1 second here. I'm just typing it all in.
Okay.
All right, you should have received the invite via email. It says local/CIENG, and then it has, like, your phone number there. That invite should have just came through. So there we go, 5:09, 2 p.m. And then you're going to get an email that walks you through, like, the Google Business Profile verification form and whatnot. For Texas, is there any, like, license certification needed for being a painter?
Nah.
Okay. No. Do you have like a business? No worries. Do you have like a business license in El Paso or anything like that?
I do have everything registered under the state of New Mexico and the government. So I do have my EIN and I have insurance and everything, but a license, no, it's not needed.
Okay, no worries. I'll just put specific license.
I mean, I'm registered as a business entity under the government. That's it.
Yeah. You're fine. So the reason why I put the notes in here is Google, sometimes they're going to ask, like, oh, okay, show us photos of this, show us photos of that, show us a video of that, right? So that's going to be a part of your Google Business Profile verification. Most likely, to verify your bona fide business, it's like your truck and your equipment that they're going to be wanting videos of, okay?
Right, okay.
Okay, and you said you have a Facebook business page as well, already set up, right?
It's not really all that.
Do you want us to make a new one for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so needs new one made. And then all I need for you to do then is share with me a personal profile, because as you know, when you set up the business profile, it needs to connect to a human being's profile. So if you want to mind shooting me a text message reply, share your profile. If you know how to do that on Facebook, it's just a little share square, and then you can copy the URL link. Once you share the profile, I'll get that updated here. It doesn't have to be this instant, just as soon as you can.
Yeah, I can do it right now. I was going to ask you, how do I profile link?
Yeah, you basically, Yeah, send it to the text message, the 877, and then I'll get it right now.
Thank you, thank you. What was it gonna ask me? I forgot.
Well, when it comes back, let me know. I'm gonna ask you a question while you're thinking about it. Other than El Paso, Las Cruces, and also I think we also said, let me see what city that was there. Yeah, Alamogordo. Other than that, any other areas that you want us to list you on as far as cities?
No, not really.
Okay.
I would like to emphasize being in El Paso, though.
Say it again?
I would like for the emphasis to be in El Paso.
For the ads to be in El Paso, is that what you said?
Yeah. I don't know if there's a certain way where you can have an emphasis of like being El Paso, that would just mean to not run ads so far out.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. So yeah, we can do that. Like, I mean, basically, if you want, let's just focus on El Paso surrounding areas. That's okay too. That's going to make our life easier.
Right, right. It's because, I mean, I want to expand, but at the same time, I don't want to be moving so much. So, perhaps later on, if I decide to spread out more, I can do that with you guys, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, so how Facebook works, right? You choose the zip codes. It's easier for us to program you in the El Paso surrounding areas. It's harder for us to program you to also include Las Cruces in another state and Alamogordo also in another state. You know what I mean? So yeah. We're good with that. We actually appreciate that if it's just El Paso, Texas. And anytime you want to expand out, you can, of course.
Right. I'm thinking about it because the prices changed drastically and how much I can.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because El Paso is a border town. So a lot of
people.
Yeah, so Mexican citizens coming over and doing the jobs, they do them for way cheaper, so the prices are ridiculously low in comparison to...
Are there neighborhoods that are, like, less of that effect, like Chaparral or Anthony specifically?
Well, Chaparral is New Mexico, so I think starting in New Mexico, the prices are better for sure.
Okay, so we can do that. I mean, you said you're registered in New Mexico. That's not a problem. Like, if you want us to go to Chaparral...
Just keep it expanded to all the way to Cruces and Alamogordo. Sorry about that.
Okay, no worries. So.
Keep it expanded. Yeah. If in the end something changes and I want to be here in El Paso, I'll do that. I'll tell you guys for sure.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. And then what hours of operation do you want us to show on your website and Google profile?
For them to contact me, do 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Monday through Saturday, or you working 7 days a week?
Because the reason you're asking is hours of operation or hours when they can contact us?
Usually with service-based jobs, hours of operation just means, like, when someone pulls up your listing on Google, it says open, right? It's not like there's a storefront. So, yeah.
Got you. Yeah. No, just do Monday to Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. Sunday closed. All right, so that's everything on the questionnaire portion. Last couple things, I did need to verify the physical address. Just to be clear, it does not have to be published on Google if it's a home base. So that's okay. We do this all the time, but... what is the physical address for the business?
It's 809 Alice Marie Drive, Alice Marie Drive, and it's in Chaparral, New Mexico.
Nice. Okay.
888.
So that's really good, actually. Look, did you know that means that your listing is going to center more around Chaparral, where you said the business is better anyway?
Yeah, I mean, it's because it's a double-edged sword, because in New Mexico, it's better business, more work, but I kind of want to live in El Paso.
Right, and so we're still going to focus on El Paso as well, so that's good.
Yeah, so let's do that.
Okay, all right. I mean, it's so close, fortunately, right, like to the state line, so
yeah, exactly. You'll be yeah, and Chaparral is like right in the middle, exactly.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, it's basically a suburb of El Paso, right? I mean,
it's in New Mexico, but yes, essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Even though it's in New Mexico, yeah, I totally agree with you.
Right. They don't have a border crossing, do they, right there or no?
A border crossing in El Paso, yeah.
No. From Chaparral to El Paso. That's what I'm saying. Do they have like a? You know how sometimes when you cross state lines, they have like a stop.
I know what you're talking about. No, it's outside of. There's one. Oh, there's one almost getting to Alamogordo on the 54, and then there's another one exiting Cruces, and then there's a one exiting El Paso via the I-10.
Gotcha. That's what I was saying. Is like only on the 10 is it like that, but as far as like you can literally cross from New Mexico into El Paso, it's just like driving down the street. That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. So I wanted to make sure that it wasn't like slowing you down by running so much in El Paso all the time if we would focus instead. So, all right. So let me just put that there. Shop around New Mexico as well. Okay, we're almost done here. Let me just, gonna take about 3 more minutes. The last couple steps are gonna be the quality assurance portion of the call. We'll go over the billing information as well. And let me just pull this up here. Okay. And then we also allow you to do a security question. And the reason being for this, Alex, is there are some bad actors out there. You just talked about it, and I appreciate you having your kind of stranger danger radar up at all times. And the reason being is there are going to be some people, once you start posting yourself online, they'll even pretend to be local splash sometimes, okay? They're going to say they're your Google partner, whatever the case may be. So we set you up with a security question so that way you can quickly identify as us if there's any confusion whatsoever. But the key thing to note, moving forward, that same number that I sent you a text message from, starting with the onboarding call of this evening, that's going to be the only number that we call you from for any customer service-related information. Okay? The only other caller... Yeah, 877-635-6225, correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The only other time that you may get a call would be from me. And since I'm on the sales side, I usually call from that local area code. You talked about that before. We are a nationwide service provider, so we buy area codes in pretty much every city in the U.S. Okay? So that's why when I call, it's from...
Marketing.
Say that again?
You guys do know your marketing, because if it would have been an area code that I didn't recognize, I wouldn't have answered.
Yeah, exactly. It is definitely a marketing strategy. It's something that not too many businesses partake in, but, you know, we definitely do that for the, again, sole purpose of what we just talked about, to make sure that people recognize that we definitely are familiar with your area. I mean, we've serviced a lot of clients in El Paso. It's not like it's just so happened we had an available slot for, you know, the painting service vertical. But
right.
So the security question for you is either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name, whichever you prefer.
The city I was born in.
Okay, and the answer?
Oklahoma City.
So you just keep going south and south, huh?
Yes, sir. Because I moved out here with my parents when I was like 2. So I didn't stay over
nice.
So much.
Well, at least you got away from all the casinos and whatnot, because I know they're not in Texas, so... Saves you that trouble. You focus on something healthier.
But they're all over in New Mexico, brother.
Oh, I didn't know that. Because I have a family in Austin, and they're like, man, it takes so far. It's like such a long drive just to get to Oklahoma. I was like, well, maybe you shouldn't go to the casinos anymore. But you're on the state line of New Mexico. Nice.
In Mexico, there's a bunch because there's a lot of reservations, and they're typically the ones that have.
Not to mention people from El Paso have no problem crossing the state line to go.
Oh, yeah, of course. And you know what, actually? There's two casinos here in El Paso.
Oh, they have them now?
Racetrack. Yeah, it's been here for a while. It's been here for more than 20 years, I'm sure. It's called Sunland Park Racetrack and Casino. That's one of them. And it's
That might be the only one that's allowed then in probably most of Texas.
No, it's because it's in Sunland Park, New Mexico. It's in New Mexico still.
That's what I'm saying. It's not El Paso. It's in New Mexico. There you go.
No, but it's closer than Chaparral. Even you know what I'm saying?
Right. It's like hovering. It's like hovering right there. Like it's in. They're smart.
Yeah. That you see that left wing of Texas, like that New Mexico corner or whatever.
Yeah, like I see like Santa Teresa or Prado Verde, area?
Exactly.
Or is it Sunland Park, right on the border of Mexico? That?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see it there. I see what you're talking about. Man, they got it made because anyone who's, hanging out in all of Mexico, that crosses over. Heck
we
yeah.
We have everything, bro. We have everything over
there. There you go. Nice. Well, I appreciate you telling me that because I didn't even know that it was so easy for El Paso my family from Austin make it seem like it's so hard. They're so used to California where you just, you drive like 10 miles, you'll probably find some sort of reservation land where they have one,
Right. Yeah, but right, and you know what? I didn't know that in Texas you would have so much trouble finding a casino.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Seriously. All right. So last couple things. The card you'll be using is the same address of 809 Alice Marie Drive, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And the name on the card, Alexander Chavira, right?
Yes.
Okay. So last thing I wanted to mention, we're going to go through the voice verification, and then I'll get your card information. So when it comes to the account setup, there is a one-time programming fee. It's not meant to break your back or anything like that, but it covers all the costs of setting up your website and whatnot. It's $99. So your grand total for the first month is $348, and then every month thereafter is $249.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good.
All right. What's a good is it going to be MasterCard, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
Let's do MasterCard.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
5524-8606-9233-1518.
Expiration?
1226.
And three digits on the back?
912.
All right, so I'm not going to charge the card just yet. We're going to go through the voice verification. Again, this is just to make sure everything I mentioned is accurate. I'm going to repeat one more time timelines, right? So for your Facebook ads and your website, these will be live within 7 to 14 days. It may happen even faster than that because our programming team is they're like wizards, man. They do move very fast, especially since you're taking the call today, right? So, but as far as the Google optimization showing up on the map and really starting to move up these listings, as I mentioned, that takes about 4 to 6 weeks or 30 to 45 days. That's going to be provided in writing as well when you get the breakdown of everything via email once we're done here. But other than that, I'm just going to go over the voice verification portion of the call, the recorded portion, and at this point I'll start referring to you as Alexander, okay?
Okay.
All right, Alexander, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure accuracy of the order, please state the name of your business.
Prime Gen Painting, LLC.
Oh, it's an LLC. Let me pull that up. Sorry about that. I'm going to put pause real quick.
Okay.
Prime Gen Painting, LLC. All right, so I have Prime Gen Painting, LLC, and that's PrimeGen Painting, LLC, right?
Right. Prime Gen is one word.
Right. Got it. Okay. All right. Please state your name and title within the business.
Alexander Tavira, owner.
Okay, great. And then as owner of the business, Alexander, of course, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Say again?
As owner of the business, you're, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Oh, yes. Yes, correct.
Okay, great. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Alexander, to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for taking today's call at 2 p.m. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors or even sometimes bad actors unrelated to Local Splash, which is why we provided you that security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company in the event of any confusion. But to be sure, whenever we call, we will always call from our 877-635-6225 customer service number, starting with today's onboarding call at 2. Make sure you save that 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts if you haven't done so already. Now, if you moving forward, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash when we call from that number?
Yes.
Okay, great. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing Google representative, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts should you start anything else during the term of your agreement?
That meaning that if I were to market with somebody else, I'd have to notify you guys?
If it's just to let you know, the reason why we say this, if you do a second SEO company at the same time you're doing SEO with us, it's really not effective for you no matter what, just because of the fact that, you know, having two people doing it at the same time and we're doing the same exact thing, it would be, so that's the only reason why we bring that up. So that's why we ask, do you agree to disclose if you do that?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 9th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the ninth day, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Of course, being a month-to-month program, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak with a live representative. Now, if you do choose to cancel, while we'd hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. I'll go ahead and process the initial payment. You're going to get 2 things via email, one again for the Google Business Profile, but the other one's going to say, welcome to Local Splash. Click here to view your initial invoice. That's our conditions page that gives you everything in writing that we talked about. When you review that, make sure everything is clean from what I've already discussed over the phone. And then you check 2 checkboxes at the bottom. Sign it as Alexander Chavira, and we'll be good to go there. Please try to get that looked at before the 2 p.m. call. And if you don't get around to it, it's okay, Alex. We'll review it with you at the 2 p.m. call as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You should be receiving that invoice email via shortly, as well as a text message. Everything is good to go here. I did process the payment, and we're good to go on everything on our end. If you have any questions, again, from now to 2 o'clock or even moving forward, you have my contact information. Whenever you send text messages, I want to let you know, because some people wonder, like, hey, is a live person going to be able to be found if I have an urgent thing? Text messages get to everyone on the team at the same time, so someone's going to find out what's going on. And when you call, even if you call and you don't get a hold of your actual customer service agent, our team prioritizes inbound calls. So even the sales team will be ready to answer the phone, so that way you have a live voice pretty much, you know, in 30 seconds when you call, okay?
Awesome.
All right. Well, Alex, I appreciate your time. Anything else, again, feel free to reach out, and we look forward to your onboarding call at 2 o'clock.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much, John.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much. Have a great one, and enjoy your time when you cross into Sunland Park. I'm joking.
For sure. I'll do that.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one now.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.